You're the guy from the hamburger train, right?
On October 14th, Drakes invites you to come play with them in Florence. Drakes calls themselves a freewheeling, fun-loving kind of joint, a place to hang out and let your hair down, a place to let yourself go a little, a neighborhood spot with something for everyone. The location includes a restaurant, bar, and dance club. The menu at Drakes, described as hybrid, is eclectic taken to the next degree. From burgers and sandwiches to tacos and sushi rolls, Drakes provides casual dining with a fancy twist. Or maybe it's the other way around. I spoke with Megan Folker, training coordinator at the new location in Florence, Kentucky. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So tell me about the franchise itself, or the franchise. It is a sort of a small chain of restaurants, right?
Yeah, we are a small privately owned corporation. We are based out of Lexington, Kentucky. So kind of our home store is out of Lexington. We started from Malone's. It's like a prime beef steakhouse. We also have Sal's Chop House, and then we had Regatta Seafood as well. That's where it all started. And then we added a Drake's there about 4 years ago, and since have opened up. This is going to be the seventh Drake's, third one in Kentucky.
Why was Florence chosen as the location for the new place?
This market hasn't necessarily been completely tapped yet, and we wanted to be the ones to kind of be the first to come in here and take over this market, because there's really nothing like that. But we love our Kentucky family, so we're trying to stay close to home, because people still, even though it's further away from where we started, people still kind of know who we are. But then you have that whole other crowd who have no idea who we are.
And as training coordinator, it's your job to get the place and the people ready for the opening, which is on October 14th.
Correct.
And as part of the opening, the tips are being donated to an organization to help promote reading in students in the Kentucky area, right?
That is actually during our friends and family event that's going to be on Friday and Saturday, where we invite our employees to have their friends and family come in. That's a reservation only type thing before we're open. But then on opening day, the 14th, we'll have tip buckets set up and representatives from One to One, the charity that we're working with, and whatever proceeds go to that tip bucket, we as a company are going to match them 100%. And it's One to One is a reading charity for kids under the age of third grade here in Northern Kentucky, so about six counties in Northern Kentucky.
Now, it looks like you have, I'd say, 90% of the actual facility finished. There's still, you know, some windows to put in, some dust to sweep up. What sort of things between now and then need to be done to get the place ready for business?
In terms of, like, the actual infrastructure of the building, I leave that up to our construction guys. They promise everything's going to be done by October 14th, and I believe them. In terms of the staff, we have a lot more training, because we like them to be very well trained in terms of food and the alcohol and beer, because we do have 24 craft beers, so we want them to know everything about that. But even more so, we want them to understand our way of service, because we're huge on service here. So we really strive to make sure that they get the best training possible in that way.
Well, let's talk about the menu then, because it's really, I suppose eclectic's not even right.
The you can
right
say
word.
Bizarre.
It is a little bizarre, because you have burgers and tacos, but then you have sushi as well. I mean,
right.
You really kind of have everything.
We really do, and it was kind of started because you try and find that place that you want to go to with all of your friends, and then you have that one person who maybe is on a diet, or you have that one person who really just wants a nice greasy burger, or you want someone who maybe wants a sandwich. And we were trying to think, where can you go to get all of those things? And you really couldn't. And it's really fun to see people's faces when we tell them that we have sushi, because they don't believe us and they doubt us. And I've yet to have a single person try our sushi that doesn't think it's the best sushi they've ever had, hands down.
And this is a place that really kind of prides itself on a place to have a good time. Because there's the restaurant, there's the bar, and then there's also a dance hall, right?
Yes, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, we bring in a DJ, and we actually have a dance floor in the back area of our restaurant. And I'm telling you, these dance floors get packed on these nights. We'll be having a Halloween party here, costume party coming up soon. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm not from this area, but from what I hear of everybody training, there really isn't much to do in this area to where you can kind of get all of the aspects of this restaurant that we have.
The new Drake's location opens October 14th on Houston Road in Florence, Kentucky. For links to more information and a sneak preview of their menu, you can visit wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.